From Woodinville to Walla Walla, you're listening to SIP Northwest Live with Brian Bushlack, presented by Delta Airlines.
And back now on location in historic Jacksonville, Oregon, with Steve Russell from Russell Prayer Rock. And after a successful career in marketing on the East Coast, he was called to head west and make what has turned out to be award-winning wines here in the Umpqua Valley.
So we moved from the East Coast. We lived about an hour south of Manhattan in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And we moved to San Francisco, and it took 1 year to do my studies. And I actually thought I was going to buy property in California, but it took 1 year to search out what I felt was the best site on the West Coast to make world-class wine. And after that year, I found this, 200-acre parcel here, which I think can compare to any place in the world. So I'm largely self-taught. I had the pleasure of having as my consultant in the first year of winemaking was Joe Dobbs. And Joe is really super guy. It's a kind of an interesting story where he was telling me what his rates were for consulting. And all I really wanted was somebody that would meet with me once a month and taste through my wines. He didn't need to be on site during harvest, but wanted somebody that I could call and have answer any questions that I might not know the answers to. And so we met. His fees were pretty high, but he spotted my, I had a 911 Porsche. He spotted that out of the corner of his eye. And to make a long story short, I said, Joe, if you, I know you like that car. I said, why don't we do this? Give me a year of consulting and I will give you the Porsche 911 title. So we did that, and it was a great marriage for me, and I think he ended up pretty good too.
Yeah, I know Joe very well, and there's always a soft spot in his heart for wine, but cars are right next to that. So you found his weakness, that's for sure. Steve Russell joining us on the phone from Russell Prayer Rock Vineyard. Obviously, everything you learned from Joe, you have put that and your own self-taught education to good work. You're also a great marketer, and your wines are fabulous. So this thing's coming together pretty good, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is. And we feel really blessed by it. We have a very passionate and loving wine club that supports us. Almost all of our wine, probably 95%, is sold through wine club and through our visits, as I mentioned earlier. So that's kind of a good economic model where, our wine club is able to get, there's no middleman, and they're able to basically get discounts that they otherwise would not get. So that's worked out really well for us. We have kind of an interesting way of picking grapes here too, and kind of giving back to the community. And I don't know if you knew this or not, Brian, but all of our grapes are hand-picked. And by the way, all the wine that we make here is wine that is estate grown and produced. I've never purchased a grape from anybody. It's actually from vines that we planted, and that's kind of an important aspect to winemaking, is getting the right varietals on your site.
More on location in Jacksonville as we count down to the Oregon Wine Experience after a quick break.